Stonehenge, yes, we picture the ring of giant stones and imagine that that's it, like a church in its own yard, limited. But now researchers from all over Europe are using high tech to see what's beneath the surface and finding hundreds of monuments, burial sites and buildings. Dr. Philip de Smit from Ghent University in Belgium.
So up until now we've done 1.2 square kilometers. And the things that we're looking at are mainly the natural landscape variations.
And how do you look at them? You get on your tractor.
Quad bike, yes. We get on our quad bike. And what we do is, using a big tube, a sensor, we use signals to look at the electrical and magnetic variations in the soil, which tell you something about what is present in the soil. You can compare it to visualization in medicine. For example, when a doctor takes an x-ray, and it's not exactly the same, but it gives you kind of the idea. You take an x-ray and you go and find out what's present in the body without actually going in.
How deep down can you see?
The instrument that we use allows you to look 3 meters down into the soil.
3 meters down. And that's the extent of most of the remains, is it?
That's the extent of most of the archaeology that you have there. Actually, it's a very shallow soil deposit. So most of the features, archaeological features that is, don't go beyond 50 centimeters beneath the surface. You will pick them up in those first 50 centimeters.
Now, you can pick up what? You can pick up structures, but you can't pick up human bones or anything like that.
You're looking for a type of contrast.
What have you found so far?
With our method, we've located two previously unknown barrows that have been ploughed out.
What exactly is a barrow?
It's a circular monument that stands in the landscape, a circular prehistoric monument.
And you found two of those?
We have traces of two of those that are most likely prehistoric monuments that have been ploughed out.
And how many metal beer bottle tops have you found?
Well, I haven't counted them. Luckily, the software that we made counts it and detects it itself.
We don't take them out. Tens of thousands, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon at least tens of thousands and a couple of square meters. It's insane. And that's what we find in those specific areas, yeah.
And now I'm going to join Vince Gaffney, who's the main professor from the University of Birmingham in charge, looking at a giant screen of the ways in which they can see underneath what's actually been found.
My name is Vince Gaffney. I'm the Professor of Landscape Archaeology and Geomatics at the University of Birmingham.
And I've just been talking to one of your Belgian colleagues who's telling me about some of the work that they've been doing. But set the scene. How big is the area you've been looking at?
The area that we're looking at is outstanding. It's vastly impressive. It's 12 square kilometres of high-resolution geophysical data down to 4 to 8 centimetres in resolution.
Using what sort of equipment?
The interesting thing is we don't just use one sort of equipment. We use multiple types of technology because you can only see some things with some technologies. You put them together and the sum of the parts is greater, of course, than the whole. This is ground-penetrating radar, it's resistance, it's electromagnetic surveys, it's laser terrain surveys, all of it, and many more smaller versions, different antennae, a whole raft of things which people have been working on the last 4 years, only about 120 days, using mobile arrays tethered together, moving at 40 kilometres an hour. To get this data. It is like a circus.
That's gigantic amounts of information.
The amount of data that we're collecting, terabytes, sizes of data sets that 20, 30 years ago we'd have assumed the whole of archaeological knowledge could have fitted into. But now, today, that's a single portion of landscape in Wiltshire.
And here you've got screens with huge amounts of display of what you've actually found, and it gives a picture of Stonehenge being there as a kind of centre of a huge area that's coordinated. It's not just spread out randomly. It seems to be part of one big picture, a theatrical display.
Yeah. In the past, Stonehenge has largely been seen as standing there, rather prim and isolated in the centre of the plain, but it's not like that. It stands in a basin. It can be viewed dramatically. It's situated so that when you approach it, it is dramatic in the arrangement. I know it doesn't often feel that way to the poor tourists who simply walk around it, but actually they'd see more of Stonehenge if they walked away from it and walked towards it. You would get the impression of how it actually worked in the landscape. But it wasn't alone. That's the other important thing. scattered around the landscape is about 15, 17 smaller monuments which are similar to Stonehenge. And they acted as chapels, shrines within the area, which people almost certainly processed through in order to get to Stonehenge.
And burials as well, but can you pick up the bones? Can you pick up the skeletons of your imaging equipment?
No, we don't have that. We don't have the resolution to pick up burials in this. We can often see burial pits inside individual monuments, round barrows. We can see how they've been constructed, and we know where the central burial probably is. There are types of monument probably were associated with the dead, but we cannot see individual burials. We have long barrows. They're frequently associated with burials of the dead or part of the dead. Sometimes in some areas the bodies are defleshed, they're moved around in various ways. All gory stuff to us, but not to people in the past. There's this veneration of ancestors and a whole raft of religious and ritual reasons to do this.
Sum it up for us. How long were the people there, the culture that built Stonehenge and the surrounding monuments, and what sort of picture do you have of what they were like?
You've asked how long the culture of Stonehenge was there. Actually, it is still there. Go on the solstice and see people worshipping at Stonehenge. It simply has not stopped for 11,000 years. The only difference was that over time, the ritual monuments became more elaborate, more extensive. The meanings would have changed. What modern worshippers believe about Stonehenge certainly was not the same that people were worshipping 4,500 years ago or thinking about the monument. But nonetheless, it's a continuity of tradition as well.
So finally, what does your research now mean? It's a challenge to the archaeologists. What are they going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to spend a year analysing this data in depth. We've produced the base map, and that's important for people. It gives you an impression of what we've got, but that's only scratching the surface. We're going to have to analyse in depth, see what we think it means, present it to the archaeological world, and then there will be, I'm sure, a reassessment of what we think Stonehenge is.
And present it to Obama, President Obama, when he comes next.
Next time he'll have to ask for me by name.
And you'll recall that President Obama went with the British PM to see Stonehenge on his last visit. Vince Gaffney was dying to show him the new evidence, which was unveiled at the British Science Festival in Birmingham, where Vince is Professor of Landscape Archaeology.